Archer's Omnibus for the week 24 to 29 September 2000.
Late.
I think it's a bit fine. What have you got?
Only my Rebecca's and a jar of lemon curd.
Oh, you'll be all right. Jack's only just started the judging. It'll be ages till he gets round to the flowers and jam.
Oh, good. I spent so long in this blessed lemon curd.
It looks lovely.
My third attempt. By the way, Ruth rang me this morning.
Oh, did she?
Sounding very well.
Yes, David said.
Just like her old self.
This last lot of chemo doesn't seem to have affected her nearly so badly.
And how's David managing on his own?
Pip seems to be keeping him in order.
I'll bet she is.
Portia!
Oh, hello.
Oh, have you got a minute?
Well, not really.
Where's Jamie this afternoon?
Over there with Brenda Tucker. We're just on our way to the playground. Only the thing
is... I've got to get my entries.
I don't know what to do for the best. It's Sid, you see. I mean, I don't want to stand in the way of his seeing Jamie.
Well, to be honest, Cathy, I don't think this is the time.
But when I went round to collect him on Friday...
The time or the place?
He left him alone with Jolene.
This is my day off.
Would you like me to take the things in?
Oh, no, it's all right. Look, Cathy, we have an appointment on Wednesday.
But what am I supposed to do in the meantime?
Well, right now, I need to get my flowers and my lemon curd.
Oh, no. Oh,
dear, what a mess.
It took me hours.
Oh, dear.
It's gone everywhere.
Oh, don't worry about that.
All over the steps.
You stand there and stop people walking in it, and I'll go and find a dustpan and mop.
Oh, thank you, Jill.
All I want to know is, am I within my rights?
What?
If I deny Sid contact?
Oh, Cathy, please.
I mean, all I've said to him is that of course he can see Jamie, but not at the pub and not with her.
We have an appointment on Wednesday.
Yes, I know.
We'll talk about it then. And in the interim...
Oh, Jamie, look what you've done. You've got lemon curd all over your shoes.
That one has sunk in the middle.
Only a little.
And that one has too much icing sugar on the top.
Ah.
Which usually means someone is trying to hide... Yes, look, it's burnt on that edge.
You should be judging these, not me.
I think it's Clary Grundy's. That's not like her. She usually makes a lovely sponge.
Well, they are living in that caravan.
Yeah. Well, full marks for effort, but I'm afraid...
So, we can eliminate those three.
As for the others, you'll need to cut a slice.
Oh, that one looks gorgeous. Sunshine fruitcake.
That'll be Frieda Fry's. Ah. I'm afraid her fruit has sunk to the bottom.
Oh, dear.
It should be evenly distributed through the mixture. Ah. Now, this lemon cake looks good. Now, have a taste of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm.
Nice?
Mm. Oh, yes, that's delicious. Very.
Light?
Light and... Mmm.
You don't have to eat the whole slice.
Mr. Woolley?
Lemony, very lemony.
Could I have a word?
You're not supposed to be in here, George.
No, I know.
Not till Jack has finished the judging.
But it's about the judging. I think I should warn you.
You should try this cake.
There's been a bit of cheating.
What?
How could anyone possibly cheat?
By entering produce that ain't their own.
Oh, no one would do that, surely.
Oh, yes, they would.
Are you accusing somebody?
Bert Fry.
Bert?
Oh, come on, George.
Nay, I'm serious. The onions Bert is exhibiting today were not grown by him, but by me.
What?
One night last week, he stole into my garden, pinched me prize onions, and stuck them on his own patch.
Oh, George, don't be ridiculous.
This is no laughing matter,
but the very thought of Bert Fry creeping about in the middle of the night...
Did you see him?
No, of course not. But suddenly, there were these prize specimens in his patch, with the soil all disturbed around them.
Ah, but how can you be sure that they were yours?
Oh, I know my own onions. And if Bert Fry...
Jamie Perks, don't you dare.
What?
That cake is not for eating.
Oh, that cheeky little beggar.
Now put it back this instant.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't your fault.
Oh, I shouldn't be bothering you like this.
Is that all the bits of glass?
There's another bit there by your foot.
Oh, yes.
And it threw me so completely. Walking into the garden like that and finding Jamie all alone with her.
Oh, and over by the door frame?
Oh, goodness, how did it get over there?
I was so furious. And I can't get it out of my mind. I mean, how could Sid do that?
Look, Catherine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I won't go on about it.
We'll talk on Wednesday, all right?
It's just I honestly don't know what to do for the best.
Right. I think we've got all the glass up.
I really don't want to let Jamie go.
So now it's just a question of mopping up the lemon curd.
But on the other hand, is that fair to him?
Let me do it. No, it's all right.
I mean, Jamie wants to see his dad.
Better get those flowers inside, otherwise you'll miss the judging.
Well, I want Sid to see him, but if he's just going to... Yes?
Mind where you're walking, Peggy.
Jamie!
There's a bit of a sticky mess.
Could you keep this young man out of the hall, please?
Where have you been?
At least until the judging is finished.
And what have you been doing?
He was eating the exhibits.
What?
I must get back inside.
Oh, Jamie.
I was hungry.
I can't turn my back for 5 minutes.
All right, no harm done.
If you want something to eat, you only have to ask me. No, don't cry, sweetheart. It's my fault. I wasn't paying attention. You see, this is what happens. Sid makes me so angry, and then I don't concentrate on what I should be doing.
Didn't you say you were going out to the playground?
Yes, we were.
Well, why don't you do that? Let Jamie play on the swing.
Yeah, all right, we will. Come on then, Jamie.
See you later.
Yes, and thanks.
Bye, Jamie.
Bye.
Oh, Jill.
I know.
I've had a terrible week at work and I thought I'd go along to the flower and produce show for a nice, relaxing Sunday afternoon.
But Jack, everyone knows it was you who got Higgs interested in chrysanthemums in the first place.
And he's become a real expert.
So I think it'd be very undiplomatic to give him first prize.
Oh, just look at the symmetry of those petals.
It'd be like awarding it to yourself.
Oh, nonsense. These blooms are entirely Higgs' work.
I know, but other people don't. And you could make yourself very unpopular.
Oh, do you think so?
Give him a highly commended. But first prize should go elsewhere.
But where?
Well, the dahlias are very nice.
I've never been very keen on dahlias.
Oh, what about those lovely Michaelmas daisies?
Jack!
Oh, hello, Jill.
Having nearly finished. Only it's 2 o'clock and there's quite a crowd outside.
Oh, let them in. I'm just about done.
Right, I'll open the doors. Are you going to announce the winners or just put...
Oh, I think I'll announce them, don't you? Adds to the excitement. And I hope your little granddaughter's here, is she?
Pip!
We both loved her miniature garden.
We gave her first prize from the children's section.
Oh, she will be so thrilled. She worked hard on that.
She must be missing her mum.
Yes, of course. But Ruth should be home next weekend.
In time for your birthday, eh?
Well, that's not
She
much.
Won't want to be missing that. Going to be quite an event. Oh!
What are you actually doing to celebrate?
Nothing much. We just thought we'd go out for a meal with Chris and George.
Oh, right. Yes, of course.
Excuse me.
Ah, Bert.
Can we have a word?
With me?
Oh, can you wait 5 minutes, Bert? And we really must finish off the judging.
Ah, now, that's what I want to have a word about.
The judging?
George Barford been to see you, has he?
With
some cock and bull story about me stealing his onion.
Oh, he's not still on about that, is he?
Well, yes, he did come and talk to us.
I knew he'd try and nobble you.
Oh, come now, Bert.
It's stuff and nonsense. You realise that, don't you?
Do you think I'd allow myself to be nobbled?
Oh, no, not consciously, like, no, but sometimes when the rumours take hold...
George does seem to have a bee in his bonnet. Chris has been tearing a hair out.
I assure you that I will not be swayed by gossip, rumours or dirty tricks.
My onions have won then, have they?
Aren't they what's called black-eyed Susan?
Yes, they are sometimes known as that.
Yeah, they're a gorgeous colour, aren't they? I know, if it were down to me, you'd have won.
Oh, no.
Oh, anybody can grow Michaelmas daisies.
But I'm perfectly happy with a highly commended.
And as for Bert Fry's dealings...
Well done, Usha.
Oh, thank you. I'm so pleased. It almost makes up for the loss of the lemon curd, which wasn't very good anyway. It wouldn't have stood a chance against Betty's lovely strawberry jam.
And now we come to runner beans. Third place, Derek Fletcher. Right. Second, Bert Fry.
Oh,
and the winner is Jill Archer.
Oh, my goodness. Wasn't expecting that. My runners were really nothing special.
Oh, come on, don't be so modest.
What a surprise.
Hey, and didn't your grandkiddies do well?
Didn't they just?
Did Daniel win a prize too?
He came third.
Hey, but we're a grand drawing for such a little lad. You can see it were a waterfall and not just any old rat.
Pip's over the moon. She's going to spend her book token on Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Oh, how
sweet. Ruth's been reading her Alice in Wonderland, you see.
Come on, Jill. Come and collect your certificate.
Oh, sorry.
If I didn't know better, I'd think there was something going on.
What's the matter, Bert?
Oh, don't get me wrong. I ain't got nothing against Mrs. Archer, but her run of beans weren't a patch on mine.
Oh, if there's one thing I can't stand...
They weren't even straight.
It's a sore loser.
I ain't being a sore loser. It's just me and Frieda ain't won a single first prize between us.
Oh, and you entered so much.
Even my dahlias. Best I've grown in years. Only got a second, and the same with me marrows.
Well, let that be a lesson to you.
What?
Crime doesn't pay.
Now, look here, George Barker.
And now we come to carrots. In third place, Jill Archer. Oh. Second, Jean Harvey. And the winner is... Neil Carter.
Oh, you hate what I mean, nothing. And my carrots were a match for anyone.
Never mind, Bert.
Oh, I don't mind for myself. But it's a bit hard on my Frieda. Only second for her rhubarb jam, oily commended for her chutney, and not even a mention for her sunshine fruit cake.
Well, all I can say is, them as engage in underhand tactics, you don't deserve to win.
I've had enough of these aspersions.
Well, why don't you just come out and admit it?
George.
Because there ain't nothing to admit.
But Bert,
I grew them onions fair and square.
It's really not worth fighting.
Those are my onions.
Oh, no, they're not.
Oh, yes, they are.
You calling me a liar?
Yeah, if the cap fits.
And finally, we come to the onions.
Right, yeah, we'll see.
Oh, I'm not taking this lying down, I warn you.
In third place, George Barford.
Oh, well done, George.
Well, that's about all I expected. Having been robbed of my finest specimens.
Second, Bert Fry.
Second? You're joking. There's definitely something fishy going on here.
And the winner is... Mike Tucker.
Mike Tucker?
Mike Tucker?
I don't believe it.
No, that is plain dad.
My onions are twice the size of his.
Yeah, so am I.
Well, never mind.
What's going on?
I told you it's a conspiracy.
Better luck next time.
I reckon Mr. Woolley needs to have his eyes tested.
Well, come on, you two. It's only the flower and produce show.
What do you mean, only?
Excuse me, young lady, but you are new around here.
I've lived in the village for 6 years.
Well, like he said, a newcomer.
When you've been here a mite longer.
Another 20 years, maybe.
Then you will understand. In this village, what's important is not who wins the cup final.
Not who wins the test series.
It's who gets first prize at the flower and produce show.
Pan-fried pork with noodles.
Okay.
Yeah, what I'll do is sear the pork and then make a sauce with some mushrooms, apple juice and cream and a dash of cider vinegar to give it some bite.
Hang on, now you're getting complicated.
No, it's dead simple, honestly.
Well, you're the expert. If you think you can do it.
I know I can.
Okay.
And then we do a simple yoghurt snow for pudding.
What's that?
You whip up some egg whites, mix it with yoghurt, makes it light and fluffy, a bit of honey, and I thought I'd use some of those dried apricots.
Mmm, sounds yummy.
Yeah, good. And then, of course, we can offer tastes of various cheeses.
Mm. How are we going to get the punters in, though?
We'll need a poster for the window. Oh, and I think we should put an ad in the What's On column in the Echo.
Morning!
Behind
morning! Just in time to hear Kathy's excellent plan.
Oh, what for?
Our organic harvest promo. She's going to do her Jamie Oliver act.
I wouldn't put it quite like that.
Grab a few ingredients off the shelves, whack them in a pan, and hey presto, a tasty supper dish.
Yeah, it sounds great, but I am parked on a yellow line.
Oh, do you want me to bring the stuff in?
If you could, love.
OK, might be a minute.
An excellent plan. How do you do it?
What?
Well, Helen is obviously impressed. That doesn't happen often.
Pat, I must apologise for yesterday.
Oh, forget it.
No, it was stupid of me to get into such a state.
And that's perfectly understandable.
It was just after that scene with Sid on Friday.
Yes, I know.
I didn't know what to do. Still don't, to be honest with you. And Jamie's playing up, of course.
Mind your backs.
He had a rotten afternoon. Is the rug all right, by the way?
Oh, it's fine. It needed a good clean anyway.
Shouldn't have let him eat so much ice cream.
Poor kid.
What?
Well, I'd have been sick on the rug if I'd been forced to spend my Sunday afternoon at the flower and produce show.
Come on, it was great fun.
Maybe I should have let Sid have him after all.
It was a strange idea of fun, Mum.
I really enjoyed it.
It's what we do all week. Examine vegetables and pots of preserves. It's the last thing I want to do on my day off.
No, no, not that way. Come on, get your nose in there.
How are you doing?
Oh, this is when I really miss Ruth. No, you daft thing. She has a real talent for persuading cows to bucket feed.
No.
Oh, not again. It's the third time this morning I've had milk down my leg.
Maybe it's a female thing.
What?
You know, that nurturing gene that women are supposed to have.
Well, I don't know what it is, but I wish she was here.
So do I.
Now, come on, now, just stick your nose in the bucket.
Anyway, I thought I'd go and make a start with drilling Blackland.
Fine.
You'll be all right, will you?
Yes, yes, I can manage. If anything comes up, well, Bert's only over in Trefoil, isn't he? I can always pull him in.
Yeah. Have you spoken to Bert this morning? He's in an absolutely foul mood.
Yes, I know.
Apparently because he didn't win Best Onions at the Flower and Produce.
I think it's more that he didn't win anything.
Didn't he?
Not a single first prize, anyway.
Mm.
And he was determined he was going to sweep the board this year.
He takes it all so seriously, doesn't he?
Oh, yes. It's like, who was it said about football? It isn't a matter of life and death.
It's much more important than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill Shankly.
Well, that's how Bert feels about the Flower and Produce. Uncle Tom is just the same.
Yeah, and George has caught the bug by the sound of it.
Morning, Dad.
Oh, hello, love.
Oh, you're both here. Terrific.
How did you get here?
How do you think?
But I thought you weren't supposed to drive.
Mum came and fetched me.
Oh.
How's the leg?
Oh, still a bit stiff. But not bad.
And no other ill effect?
On the contrary, I feel fine. Are you trying to drown that calf, Dad?
No, it's just there's not a lot of milk left in the bucket, so she needs to... I think she's got it at last.
Oh, well done.
Yes, she's drinking.
Anyway, Mum's just getting Lily and Freddie settled, so I thought I'd sneak out and give you a progress report on the birthday campaign.
Well, I'll tell you something. It's going to be a miracle if we get through the next week without your Mum finding out.
Absolutely. I'm going to have to put a gag on Pip.
I mean, Jack nearly spilled the beans yesterday.
Oh, he didn't.
At the Flower and Produce. Peggy said she had to kick him very hard on the shin.
Anyway, the first piece of news is Mum's present is sorted at last. I picked up on that idea of Kathy's.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I got in touch with Alan, who did the Lakey Hill painting, and he's still got it.
Oh, that's marvellous.
Yes, Mum will love it. Mm. Anyway, I've paid a deposit, and we'll collect it next weekend. And guess who's coming to the party?
Who?
The Adamsons.
Oh, wonderful. We haven't seen Richard and Dorothy for years.
And the Tregorans.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I heard from them this morning.
Oh, your mother's going to be so thrilled.
What about Kenton?
Oh, I wouldn't hold your breath.
But you've tried?
Oh, yeah, I've talked to him several times, but... Well, you know what Kenton's like. Can't get his act together.
I don't believe it. She's in the bathroom again.
What do you mean, again?
Same every night.
Oh, she's bathing Jamie.
Get home from work, tired and grubby and longing for a good soap.
Children need a routine.
And Madam and her brat...
Ellen!
...have locked themselves in for the duration.
There's no need for that.
How long does it take to bath one small boy?
It's not so many years since you used to practically live in the bathroom.
I did not.
When you were about 15, you'd be in there for an hour and a half at a time.
At least this is my home.
Don't start.
But you did say she'd only be here for a couple of weeks, and how long's it been now?
I thought you were getting to like having Kathy around.
Whatever gave you that idea?
Well, this morning in the shop.
I don't mind working with her.
Oh, well, that's progress.
In fact, it's quite handy having someone who knows about cooking. She can explain to the customers what you actually do with the stuff. And the demo she's going to do for the organic harvest should be brilliant.
Well, then.
But that doesn't mean I want to be with her 24/7.
Can you pass me over a couple of those carrots?
Especially if she and the brat are going to barricade themselves in the bathroom.
He's not a brat. He's a very nice little boy.
Oh, come on. He threw up all over the hearthrug.
That wasn't his fault.
Evening.
Hiya.
What happened to you?
What?
Covered in mud.
Oh, one of the pig's troughs had gone over. I was trying to heave it back and it slipped over.
Don't reach all in the house.
Okay.
Take those overalls off and leave them by the door.
Oh, I can smell you from here.
What time is it?
6:10.
Oh, God, I'm supposed to be meeting Lauren at 7.
You'll be wanting a shower then.
What?
Join the queue.
Queue?
For the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Kathy's just giving Jamie a bath.
Oh, how long's she going to be?
I don't know.
They've been in there for half an hour already.
Well, they won't be long then, will they?
But I'm next.
Oh, come on, Helen, you're not going out tonight.
I might be.
But you're not, are you?
So, you won't be in for supper then, Tommy?
No.
Thanks for letting me know.
Helen, I've only got half an hour. You said yourself I stink of pigs and sweat.
Oh, I thought Lauren was into all those country smells. Oh, no, that's Kirsty, isn't it?
Oh, shut up.
Don't you ever get confused and call them by the wrong name?
That reminds me, Mum, if Kirsty rings, I'm a card rehearsal, OK?
Tommy, I am not telling lies for you.
Oh, come on, Mum.
Particularly not to Kirsty. It really is time you made up your mind.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
It's just not fair to string the two of them along like this.
I'll sort it out, OK? It's just, you know, finding the right moment.
And how long are you going to keep up this farce about being in the Mikado?
I am in the Mikado.
Yeah, but for how long?
I'm Nanky Poo.
You can get pills for that.
Oh, ha ha.
The bathroom's free.
Me first.
Oh, come on, Helen.
I've been waiting hours.
But I'm going out.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry.
Well, don't be.
I didn't realise they were both waiting.
It's not a problem.
Yeah, but it is.
Is Jamie okay?
Oh, yes. He's upstairs playing with his cars. Look, Pat, I feel awful.
Why?
I'm obviously in the way.
No, you're not. Take no notice of those two.
I never imagined I'd still be here. I mean, when I first left Sid, I thought... Oh, I don't know what I thought, but I never realised things would take so long to sort out.
Look, I'm very glad to have you around.
You're just saying that.
No, I'm not. And I'm especially glad to have you in the shop.
Are you?
Yeah, and so's Helen. She told me it was very handy having you around.
Really?
Yes, and that from Helen is high praise. You're having a good influence on her.
I was wondering, actually... Are you any nearer finding someone permanent?
Not really.
Oh, good. Only that job is a bit of a lifesaver at the moment.
Hello.
Hi, it's me.
Kenton, hi. How are you?
I'm fine. I just called to say it's all fixed.
It is?
Yep. I'll be arriving at Heathrow on Sunday.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do you want us to come and pick you up?
Oh, no, no. I'm going to stay a couple of nights in London. You know, just to get over the jet lag. Mm-hmm. I've arranged to stay with Derek.
Right.
I'll travel up on Tuesday.
Well, don't leave it till the last minute. The trains can be awful.
Don't worry. I'll be there.
Oh, that's brilliant. Now, Mummy's going to be over the moon.
How about the rest of the family?
Well, David asked me earlier if you were coming.
Oh, did he?
I didn't actually say you weren't, but they won't be expecting you.
Well done.
They're going to get the shock of their lives.
Yes, well, if we're going to get this inheritance business sorted out...
Which we are. Oh, Kenton, it's going to make all the difference having you here to back me up.
Well, you know, I really don't believe Dave should get his own way over this.
Absolutely.
That's grossly unfair.
It is so great to hear you say that. Sometimes I've thought, well, nobody agrees with me. You know, maybe I am being unreasonable.
No, you mustn't think like that. You have every right to a share in Brookfield. We all have.
Yes.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
And I'll see you Tuesday.
We're just off, Dad.
Ah, David.
Pip and me were just off back to the bungalow.
Yeah, have you seen this?
What?
The statement from the dairy company.
Oh, I glanced at it. I haven't had time to study it in any detail.
Cell count is up to 520.
What?
Well, there, see?
Oh. How on earth did that happen?
I was just going through the individual cows. There are seven with cell counts over a million.
I don't believe it.
And that's obviously pulled up the average.
Oh, no.
Subclinical mastitis, I'm afraid.
But how could we? I just don't get this.
Well, since we cut down on the routine antibiotics...
Yeah, but how could we not notice?
Well... With Mike and Neil doing so much of the milking.
Well, it's not the kind of thing you can expect them to pick up on.
Oh, no, no, but I wasn't suggesting...
No, it's my fault. It's entirely my fault. I haven't been paying close enough attention.
Well, you've had other things on your mind.
Yeah, but it's no excuse, is it? Well, I'll give Alistair a call first thing in the morning and get him to come over.
Yes, but there's no doubt.
No, I know. It's just a question of whether... Whether the cows are worth saving. Whatever we do, it's going to cost.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
This would never have happened if Ruth had been running the herd.
Mm-hmm. Probably not.
Definitely not. She has an eye for that sort of detail. She can tell immediately if a cow's not 100%. And if I'd been paying proper attention... Oh, I've really let her down.
Now, come on, David. You mustn't think like that.
It's true. I've let her down. How on earth am I going to tell her?
I can't tell you how grateful we are.
Well, I'm the one who should be grateful.
I have to confess, my heart sank when Haley told me she was contemplating moving.
Oh, I thought you'd be glad to see the back of me.
Oh, no.
Get a bit of peace. My mum always says I make twice as much noise as both my brothers put together.
I notice a silence when you're not here.
I bet you do.
Watch it, you.
And I don't like it. I should have missed you dreadfully if you'd moved out.
That's really kind of you to say.
Oh, I mean it.
Anyway.
Yes. There's just one very slight problem.
What's that, my dear?
Well, it's...
It's the furniture.
Hmm. The bedroom suite.
Ah.
I mean, it's very nice.
It's unusual.
Very.
Teddy and I chose it because it reminded us of Africa.
Well, I can see how it would.
Yeah.
It's solid mahogany, you know. Mm. I remember the trouble the removal men had getting that wardrobe up the stairs.
It's big, isn't it?
Well, I was quite convinced they'd have to leave it on the landing.
Really?
Yes, they just managed to squeeze it in by taking the door off its hinges.
The thing is, Marjorie...
And the dressing table was almost as bad. That marble top weighs a ton.
Oh. Don't make stuff like that anymore, do they?
The thing is... Oh, this is going to sound so ungrateful.
What?
Well,
we'd be using this as Phoebe's room.
Yes.
And old mahogany furniture. I mean, lovely as it is.
Oh, it's not really suitable for a nursery, Marjorie.
Well, of course it isn't.
You agree?
Good heavens. You surely don't think I was expecting you to keep it.
Well, we did wonder.
Well, of course not. It's obviously far too dark and heavy for a child's room.
Well, what will you do with it?
Sell it, of course.
But you and Teddy chose it.
Don't suppose I'll get much for it. Rather out of fashion, this sort of stuff. Still, never mind. No good hanging on to things when they're no longer useful.
How long before you bring them in all the time?
Another 5 or 6 weeks, I should think. Depends.
You'll need to be even more careful then. Chances of infection are higher once they're inside on straw.
Yeah, I know.
Well... You don't need me to tell you, you've got a problem. Subclinical mastitis. It's really got a hold. 7 cows over 1 million.
Shouldn't have happened. I took my eye off the ball.
Oh, it's not surprising, is it? In the circumstances. Anyway, you know what the choices are.
Yeah, whatever we do, it's going to cost a small fortune.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
So what's the best option?
Well... You can send them down the lane and be done with it.
Oh, yeah, terrific. Ruth comes home at the weekend and I say, you know we used to have this herd of 110?
No, you can treat it with antibiotics. It's streptococcus, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, well, I think we'll have to. I couldn't bear telling her we culled 7 of her precious cows through my incompetence.
But, well, they're in early lactation.
Yes, I know.
So?
So, if we treat them, we'll have to chuck away the milk. How long for?
Well, it'll be a week with this particular product.
Why now?
Well, I know you've been trying to cut down on the use of antibiotics.
Yeah, well, it seemed like the right thing, quite apart from the cost saving.
Yeah, but if you're not giving the cows a routine infusion when they're dried out...
I should have been more careful. I know...
You've got to be doubly vigilant.
Tell me about it.
You need to identify the cows that are prone to this sort of thing. Give them the dry cow therapy.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. I'll be more careful next year.
Oh, these things happen. Can't get it right all the time.
Just once in a while would be nice, though.
Oh, come on. Stop being so hard on yourself.
Well, it's such a stupid thing to have done.
But you've had more important things to worry about lately.
Yeah, but of all the things to let slip, here's me trying to protect Ruth, not let anything get to her, and what is the one thing guaranteed to upset her? You know how she feels about the herd.
If I know Ruth, she'll be far more concerned about you.
What do you mean?
You look terrible.
Oh. I'm okay. I just didn't sleep much last night, that's all.
But when she was talking about how she and Teddy chose it specially...
Difficult to imagine, isn't it? Anyone actually choosing furniture like that.
They obviously thought it was gorgeous.
No accounting for taste, is there?
I feel rotten asking her to get rid of it.
You didn't ask. She volunteered.
We made it a bit obvious, though, didn't we? That we hated it.
No. All we said was it wasn't suitable for a nursery, and she agreed.
I just think... Well, it's got memories for her, hasn't it? I mean, she must have a sentimental attachment to it.
Oh, come on. Mrs. A is the least sentimental person I know.
Here we are. Tea and cake.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, we'll move those magazines, will you, Hayley?
Yeah, there you go. Oh, you did some of those almond thingies. Oh, I love these.
You know, Mrs. A, I've often suspected you of having a team of house elves toiling away in your kitchen.
Right.
Well, you go in there for 5 minutes and come out with this huge array of cakes and buns and biscuits.
Yes, warning about living here, Roy. You have to watch your waistline.
But it's such a pleasure having people to cook for. Now, you help yourselves. I'll pour the tea.
What about the doors, Marjorie?
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll get somebody in.
I'm telling my dad about it on the phone. He said, oh, I could do that, no trouble.
Really?
Well, we don't want you to go spending money on our account.
Absolutely.
Well, if your father wouldn't mind.
Well, I'll give him a ring, see if he can come over at the weekend.
That's very kind.
Well, it'll make me feel better about the furniture.
What do you mean?
Well, Hayley's feeling bad about you having to get rid of the bedroom suite.
Oh, but you mustn't. You know, it's many years since I really looked at that suite.
You know, you tend not to notice stuff, do you, when you live with it, day in, day out?
Exactly. I went into that room when I first had the idea of letting you have it. I had a good look. And you know what I thought?
Oh, what?
I thought this bedroom suite really is quite hideous.
Me daddy's completely besotted with Josh.
What, still, after a whole week of him?
We go for a walk and he's got Josh by the hand. And with everyone we meet, he says, this is me grandson. Have you met me grandson?
And is he behaving himself?
Dad's been good as gold.
And Josh?
Minor tantrum at tea time. He's decided he doesn't like tuna.
He loves tuna.
Not Northumbrian tuna. Anyway, is Pip still behaving herself?
Yeah, she's fine. You'd better come home soon, though.
Why?
Well, you know the miniature garden she made for the flower and produce show?
Yeah.
Well, she's determined she's going to keep it to show you when you get back. And it's starting to smell a bit.
Smell? Why?
I don't know. I think maybe she watered it too much. Hey, and what have you done with her pyjamas?
What do you mean, what have I done with them?
Well, I went to get her some clean ones and the cupboard was empty.
Ask your mum.
So she's sent me to sleep in one of my T-shirts.
Oh, no.
Which she thinks is hilarious.
I don't know. I'll leave you to cope on your own for 5 minutes and everything falls apart.
Yeah, you can say that again.
What's the matter?
No, nothing. Everything's fine. I expect you want to chat with Pip, don't you? Pip, are you going to come and talk to Mummy on the phone?
He did a drawing of a water bowl.
Yeah. And he won a prize.
Mm. Came third. Oh, he was so pleased with himself. Mind you, it was a brilliant drawing for a boy of his age.
Yeah. All Jamie's animals look the same. Like a sausage with a stick leg on each corner. I don't think he has a great future as an artist.
Well, if Daniel keeps up this sort of standard...
I reckon he's going to be a sportsman.
Oh, takes after his dad, does he?
Well, must have got it from somewhere. And I don't reckon Kathy's...
What?
Oh, Rosie. It's just I was supposed to see him Sunday afternoon, but Kathy started trying to lay down the law.
Yes, I sort of gathered.
Huh? Oh, yeah, of course you were here, weren't you? You saw that awful scene Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's okay.
It's one thing we said we'd never do, you know. Well, two things, actually. The first, that we'd never argue over access to Jamie, and second, that we wouldn't, you know, wash our dirty linen in public.
Well, it wasn't really public, just me.
Kathy seems
to have
forgotten.
Not as if the bar was full.
Sometimes you just can't talk to her.
And I'm not going to, you know, go spreading gossip.
She never used to be like this.
My lips are sealed.
I phoned her about Sunday, hoping she'd calm down a bit, but no, says, look. If I want to see Jamie, I've got to meet him alone, somewhere away from the bull. Well, I don't think she's got the right to dictate terms like that, do you?
I've really no idea, I'm afraid.
I mean, apart from anything else, this has always been Jamie's home. This is where he's lived all his life.
Oh, hello, Roy.
Hi, evening, Hayley.
Hi.
Nice to see you. How's things?
Fine, thanks.
Yeah, what's all this, Sid?
What?
The poster, an evening of country and western.
Yeah, Eddie Grundy giving a concert, is he?
Oh, no, not Eddie. Well, I'm not saying he won't, you know, put in an appearance, but it's mainly friends of Jolene's.
Yeah, and I dare say she knows a few classier acts than Eddie.
She's got loads of ideas for making better use of that upstairs room, the jukebox, pool table.
Oh, great.
Club nights at the weekend.
Oh, no. Where will us old fogies go for a quiet pint?
Youth and noise upstairs, old fogies down here.
Oh, good.
Anyway, what can I get you?
Oh, a pint for me, please.
I'll have a Coke.
Oh, come on, we're celebrating.
All right, stick a Bacardi in it.
Right, yeah.
Oh, what are you celebrating?
our new home.
Oh, you've found somewhere, have you?
Well, you know my little flat at Nightingale Farm?
Yeah.
Well, Marjorie's given us an extra room.
Oh, that's nice of her.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It is full of slightly grotesque furniture at the moment.
Oh, but it's a lovely room. Make a brilliant nursery for Phoebes.
How is your little girl these days?
Oh, she's grand.
Yeah? Did you ever hear anything from Kate?
Yeah, yeah. She brings up quite often.
I can't understand that.
What?
Going off, leaving your kid like that.
Neither can I.
Well...
That's £4.70, please.
Right. Oh, can I get you another one, Alistair?
Oh, no, I'm fine, thanks.
It's so hard on kids, isn't it, when their parents fall out? I was just telling Alistair.
What? About Jamie.
Oh, Jamie's fine. I see him practically every day.
More than I do.
Well, when he comes out of school. In fact, that reminds me, I'm supposed to pick him up tomorrow.
What?
After school. Cathy's got some appointments, so she asked me to collect Jamie.
She what?
When I pick up Becky.
Why is she asking you to pick up my son from school?
Well, because...
I mean, why doesn't she ask me?
Come on, Pipsqueak, time for bed.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Say night-night to Mummy.
I'll see you at the weekend. Do you think Daddy can manage that long without me?
Oh, yes. I look after him very well.
Good girl. Night-night then, sweetheart. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Night-night, Mummy.
You go and clean your teeth and I'll come and tuck you in.
All right.
My goodness, she can rabbit our daughter. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. She's so excited about Jill's party, isn't she?
Yeah. It's going to be a miracle if we get through till next Tuesday without her letting the cat out of the bag.
David?
Hmm?
Are you all right?
Yeah, why?
Nothing. Is everything all right on the farm?
Yeah, of course. Why'd you say that?
Oh, you've just sounded a bit down these last couple of days.
Of course I'm a bit down. I miss you. I want you to come home.
Unfortunately, I wasn't here when the bloke delivered it.
Flipping heck!
Obviously, he thought he'd just dump it in a convenience spot.
Mike is going to have a fit.
Now,
this is blocking the way into Mike's cold store.
Yeah, we'll have to shift it.
We?
Won't take long. Fetch us over the wheelbarrows just by the gate there.
You and me and a wheelbarrow are going to shift that lot.
Oh, 4 bags at a time on the barrow won't take long.
It'll take all day.
We best get on with it then.
And we're supposed to be in Penny Asset doing that patio.
Oh, that can wait.
Eddie, you promised you'd have it finished a fortnight ago.
So? Another day or two's not going to matter.
You can't treat customers like that.
Oh, yes, you can. Look at Mrs. Snell. Spitting tacks she were over that pile of slates. But now she's got her smart new patio.
Oh, Lord, here comes Mike.
Leave him to me.
Right, I'll go fetch that wheelbarrow.
Is that tractor still in bits? Could move this lot in no time with a front loader.
Eddie! What the hell's all this?
Organic compost.
Yeah? What's it doing here?
Don't worry, slight misunderstanding.
I can't even get near me coal store.
Lorry came while I was out.
Oh, I don't believe this.
We'll get it shifted.
But turn me back for 5 minutes and some new eyesore appears.
In a couple of weeks, it'll be sold any room.
Here, did you know anything about this?
Me? No, nothing to do with me.
It's just the caravan, you said.
I know.
Then there was Edward and his bender, then the old tractor all in bits.
It's a good tractor, that is.
And now this.
So you'll have it back together, Ian?
Place looks like a blooming junk yard.
Eddie, it's going to take us all afternoon to move this lot.
Oh, yeah.
And we really should get over to Penny Asset.
Tell you what, we'll just clear enough so that Mike can get to his cold
store. That you will not. You will shift the blooming lot.
Of course we will. This evening?
No.
Tomorrow at the latest.
No. I know what you mean when you say tomorrow. You mean 3 weeks' time, if I'm lucky.
Oh, like I said, this lot will be sold in a fortnight. 3 weeks maximum.
So, you haven't let him see Jamie?
Not since Friday, no.
Have you spoken to him?
Oh, yes.
And what did he say about?
I told him he can see Jamie any time he wants, but not at the Bull. He'll have to meet him somewhere else.
And what does...
And meet him alone. I don't want that awful woman having anything to do with my son.
And Sid wouldn't agree?
Oh, he accused me of being unreasonable. Me!
But, Cathy, you and Sid have agreed that you don't want Jamie to suffer as a result.
Of course not. That's the last thing I want.
And you want him to maintain regular contact with his dad?
With his dad, yes. But not with her.
It's just that you can't really dictate what Sid does when Jamie's with him.
Of course I can. Surely I have a right to insist that Jamie isn't exposed to corrupting influences.
I don't think a judge will agree that the fact you don't like Jolene being present is a good enough reason to stop contact. You might just seem obstructive.
But I'm not being obstructive.
Well, it might appear to...
Sid can see Jamie any time he wants. He's chosen not to.
Right. Well, let's move on, shall we? Now, as I told you, the decree nisi will be pronounced in court tomorrow.
But I don't have to be there.
No, neither of you has to attend court. And you can apply for decree absolute 6 weeks later.
Good.
But you might want to delay applying for the absolute if all the financial matters aren't resolved by then.
Well, I hope they are. I'm living a very hand-to-mouth existence at the moment.
We've done an assessment of your assets, and it's estimated that Sid's current interest in the pub, discounting the mortgage, amounts to around £90,000. He doesn't seem to have any other capital.
Right.
Now, in all probability, the district judge would take as his starting point a 50-50 split.
So I get £45,000.
As I said, that would be the starting point. He would then have to consider a series of factors. Jamie's needs first, then the needs of you and Sid.
Yeah, but 50% is nowhere near enough. For a start, I've got to find somewhere for me and Jamie to live. Even a tiny cottage round here costs £100,000.
Yes. But there's your own earning potential to be taken into account.
I can't take a full-time job.
No, of course not.
Not while Jamie's little.
But you could work part-time.
Yeah, I do that already.
And you did talk about going back to part-time teaching.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
So you could probably earn, what, £15,000?
Something like that.
Well, that should enable you to get a £45,000 mortgage. So you'd need another £55,000 from
Sid. Hang on. Why should I take on a huge mortgage? Well, I'm the injured party in all of this.
Yes, but
why should I have to suffer financially?
We have to consider what Sid can actually afford, and the court would also take his future needs into account.
But he can always sell the pub.
Yes, he could. But you must think about the long term. If he loses the business, how is he going to be able to pay maintenance for Jamie?
He can get a job. Manage some other pub.
Right.
I don't see why I should scrimp and save just so that he can hang on to the ball.
OK. So, what do you think would be a realistic figure?
Well, I've got to find somewhere to live. I've got to furnish it. My car's on its last legs. That's going to have to be replaced within the next year or so.
So, how much?
Well, I don't see how I can realistically manage on less than about
£70,000. That's quite a lot.
Well, it's what I need.
Oh, I could try asking for £70,000. Sid does earn substantially more than you, but... Well, it would be a very ambitious claim.
You think I wouldn't get it?
Well, we can try it. There's an opening gambit. But my feeling is we'll probably have to settle for rather less.
I want £70,000. And if that means Sid loses the pub, well, it serves him right.
She's still there.
Who?
Mrs. What's-her-face. She's standing behind that net curtain.
Yeah, well, some people are like that.
Keeping a beady eye on us.
Appreciate watching a craftsman at work. Right, let's have the next slab.
Making sure you don't bunk off again, more like.
Oh, just ignore her.
She weren't best pleased when we showed up, was she?
You think she was annoyed? She'll have heard Mrs. Snell last week. Gave me a right ear bashing, she did.
Well...
Okay, lay down.
You can understand people getting brained off. I mean, how would you feel if someone was doing a job for you?
Oh, I should be so lucky.
And then wandered off and left it half done and didn't come back for ages, eh?
Look, we're here now, ain't we?
I really thought she was going to tell us to get lost.
A few days later than we said.
Well, I don't like it when we let customers down.
Oh, pass us the level.
Here you go.
We'll get it finished this afternoon.
You reckon?
Oh, we better add. I'm working for Tony tomorrow.
Are you?
And then, madam, we'll have a lovely new patio. And she'll not only pay us handsomely for our labour, she'll shell out for Mrs. Snell's old paving slabs as well.
Quiet.
Which didn't cost us a brass farthing.
She'll hear you.
No, she won't.
As long as she does pay up.
She will. Once the job's finished, she'll be so relieved to see the back of us.
That I can believe.
She'll cough up like a good one. I hope so. Any road. A couple of ports for the Massey. Sooner I can get that up to scratch. Oh, there. That looks all right, didn't it?
It's your Edward's birthday tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
You having a party?
No, we pushed the boat out for Dad's birthday. Can't afford that kind of shindig every week. Mm.
So, you're getting him that electric guitar he's been on about?
Oh, can't afford that either, I'm afraid.
What do you mean, can't afford it? The money you're pulling in for these patios...
That's all spoken for.
And all that compost.
We're going to invest it back into the business. I told you I was going to buy a hedge trimmer, didn't I?
And a baler, you said?
Well, I ain't found a baler yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's where I've been this morning, over Ollerton, looking at a flail machine. Mm-hmm. Told the bloke I'd have it, just as soon as I got the money together. There, come on, let's be having some more of that mortar.
Talking of money...
What?
You still ain't paid me for the work I've done on Mrs. Snell's patio.
Ah, well, that's because she ain't paid me.
Oh, yeah? What was you just saying about people coughing up just as soon as the job's finished?
She's promised me the money tomorrow.
It's been a week now.
Yeah, well, people don't keep that amount of cash lying about, do they? She had to make a special trip to the bank.
I don't mind a cheque.
Oh, no. We're not having anything to do with banks, no way. We're in the cash economy here.
Don't be too hard on him, Mike. You ain't seen it.
He said he'd move it.
I'd believe that when it happens.
Anyway, he managed to get rid of the last lot.
They are turning the place into a junkyard.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Oh, you remember what it was like up Grange Farm when he was in that business with the number plates? When he was buying all them old bangers and leaving them to rust in the yard? Well, that's what it's going to be like at our place.
I do wish you wouldn't go on about it.
Only old tractors instead of old cars. Taken that Massey to bits again and done a thing with it.
Clary's getting really depressed.
Clary's depressed? What about me?
Well, listen.
That's bad enough he's turning Neil's land into a tip. Now he's taking over ours.
Well, she's worried sick about what's going to happen if they don't find somewhere proper to live before the winter sets in.
Well, ain't much chance of that, is there?
They've coped in that caravan as long as the weather's been reasonable, but can you imagine what it'd be like in the cold and rain?
Oh, yeah. And you know what'll happen, don't you?
It'd be worse than Meadow Rise.
They'll move in with us.
Oh, no, they won't.
You want to bet? As soon as they find out Roy's moving in with Ailey, it'll be, oh, you got a spare room you ain't using. They'll be in there before you can say...
Good afternoon, Clary.
Hello.
Talk of the devil.
Hey?
Nothing.
Did you know Eddie was having more of that compost delivered?
Oh, yeah, he said he were going to. It's all right, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Eddie's got so many schemes on the go at the moment.
And they dumped it right in front of our house.
Oh, no.
Can't even back me van up to me own coal store.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
We can easily shift it.
We?
No, Eddie will do it just as soon as he gets home.
I'm sure Roy won't mind lending a hand.
And Edward.
There, you see, if we all pitch in.
But there's tons of the stuff.
This problem solved. Anyway, talking of Edward, must remember to pick out a card before I leave tonight. Not that we got much that's suitable for a 16-year-old.
That's what I come in for, really, to stock up with crisps and stuff.
Is he having some mix over?
No. I did suggest it. I asked him if he'd like to go out for a pizza or something, but he don't seem interested.
Oh, that's a shame.
Trouble is, he'd really set his heart on that electric guitar.
What? Electric guitar?
Yeah, but we can't afford it.
Oh, thank heaven for that.
Mike?
Well, someone practising electric guitar outside my kitchen window, that'd be the icing on the cake, that would.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Hiya.
No Jamie this afternoon?
No. Hayley picked him up from school for me. I had to go and see Usha about the divorce.
Oh.
Right.
That your lot then, Clary?
Yeah, that'll do, I think.
So it's all going ahead then?
Oh, yes. I'll go on then. Give us a scratch card. I'm feeling lucky today.
Right, that's a pound then.
I get the decree nicer tomorrow. And as long as Sid agrees to my terms, it can all be wrapped up quite quickly after that.
Oh, I see.
Be a great relief to have everything settled, I can tell you.
Oh, my Lord!
What's the matter?
I don't believe it.
What?
Here, look at that. Tell me I ain't seeing things.
Oh, Clary!
You've never won on a scratch card.
£250.
Blimey!
Some people have all their luck.
Isn't that brilliant? I can get Ed with that electric guitar after all.
Phil! You've just caught him, actually.
Good.
5 minutes more and he'd have been back in the calf shed. Phil! That's odd. I'm sure he went upstairs.
Any news of poor Ruth?
She rings every day.
And how is she?
Oh, pretty well, I think.
Splendid.
Phil, are you there?
Coming.
Oh, he is still upstairs. Linda's here to see you.
Won't be a minute.
David must be glad of the respite.
What?
Such a stressful business, isn't it? Caring for an invalid.
He misses her quite dreadfully.
Oh, I wasn't suggesting he was glad.
Oh, I'm sorry, Linda.
Didn't realise you were here.
What have you been doing?
Why?
You're all covered in dust.
Oh, am I?
And you appear to have a cobweb in your hair.
Oh, dear. Sorry. Didn't realise. I just had to pop up to the attic for something.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Phil, you're looking shifty.
Just some old records from previous years.
What, farm records?
No. Well, sort of. Anyway, Linda, what can I do for you?
Have you finished the transposition of A Wandering Minstrel?
Yes, I have.
Good. Well, in that case, I'm going to call Tom half an hour early for rehearsal tonight so we can have a real go at it. Can you be there by 6:30?
Oh, well.
Now, don't forget, we're having tea with Shula this afternoon.
Oh.
You had forgotten.
But that's all right. I can go straight on to the village hall from Shula's house.
Excellent. Well, I'll see you at 6:30. Bye, Linda.
Bye.
Bye. Well, I must get on.
Do you think we should try and persuade David to come over to Shula's with us?
Why, he's drilling Ashfield today.
I thought it might cheer him up. He's been really fed up these past few days.
Hardly surprising.
You mean because of the cows?
He blames himself.
Well, I know it's going to cost us money.
Oh, it's not that. It's Ruth.
Why, what she said?
Well, nothing. He hasn't told her.
Hasn't he?
He doesn't want her worried.
She's coming home at the weekend.
Yes.
So she's bound to find out.
You off already?
Oh, I did tell your dad I'd have to knock off a bit early.
Well, it's only 3:30.
Yeah, or we need to get into Borchester before the shop shut. You know what the traffic's like.
Eddie, before you go...
What?
You can sing quite high, can't you?
You what?
You'd be like a tenor, wouldn't you?
Search me.
So how come you're not doing this Mikado thing?
Oh, that! Well, not my cup of tea, to be honest. Right,
but you usually get involved when there's a panto or whatever.
Yeah, well, panto's a laugh, innit?
Well, so's this. It's quite funny. Bits of it. Stupid story.
Yeah, but it's, opera.
Well, not really. I mean, you don't have to sing that well. I mean, I'm a really rubbish singer. Not a patch on you. Bet you could sing Nanky Poo, no trouble.
What?
You see, I sort of got into it. Well, by accident, really. And to be honest, I don't reckon I'm up to it. But you would be.
What's Nanky Poo?
Why don't you come down the village hall tonight and give it a go?
Oh, no, sorry, I got too much on.
Oh, come on, you can spare 30 minutes.
Not tonight I can't. It's our Edward's birthday and we're celebrating.
Oh.
Had a stroke of luck, see. Clary won £250 on one of them scratch cars.
Really? Nice
yeah,
one.
So we decided to lay on a bit of a bash for Edward, getting that electric guitar he set his heart on.
Electric guitar?
Which is why I need to get into Borchester.
But Ed's living in that bender. How's he supposed to play electric guitar in a bender?
Excuse me.
What?
Can you tell me where the village hall is, please?
Oh, hang on.
Oh, I thought it was here by the church, but I can't find it.
What?
The village hall.
Oh, it's up there, other end of the green.
Oh.
Past the pub.
Right. No wonder I couldn't find it.
What do you want to go there for?
Oh, just... I was hoping to meet someone, only I'm a bit early. Do you mind if I sit here for a few minutes?
Suit yourself.
Ta. I'm Kirsty, by the way.
Ed.
Hello, Ed. What are you listening to?
Global, Extra Large.
Oh, cool. Well, don't let me interrupt.
That's okay. I was waiting for someone, that's all, but don't reckon she's going to show.
Who's that, then?
Oh, just this girl I know. Look, lives over there, other side the river.
Well, why don't you go and knock on her door?
Well, you wouldn't ask if you knew her mum.
Hi, Daniel.
See you soon, love.
Bye.
Oh, great.
What?
Can't even sit in the churchyard without getting disturbed.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not you.
So, will you give me a ring when your rehearsal's finished?
Well, you don't need to come and fetch me.
Oh, who are they?
I don't mind. Oh, hello, Edward.
Hi.
Evening.
Many happy returns.
Is it your birthday?
Yeah.
16 today. How does it feel?
Don't think much of it so far.
He's being stood up.
No.
By some girl who lives over there.
Oh, Emma Carter. Well, she didn't say for definite she were coming out.
Anyway, did you get some nice presents?
No. Oh, well, thank you for my card.
That's all right.
It was very nice. Your birthday next week and all, isn't it?
How did you know that?
Our mum was going on about it.
Was she?
Well, how would all be...
Yes, she's going to be 70 next Tuesday.
70? You don't look it.
Difficult to believe, isn't it?
Are you having a party?
Oh, no, nothing like that. Just a quiet dinner with friends.
Oh, right, sorry.
What for?
Anyway, I must get up to the village hall.
Oh, are you something to do with this Mikado thing?
Well, I'm playing the piano, yes.
What time does the rehearsal start?
7:00. Why?
I know someone in it, that's all.
Give me a ring, Phil, if you want me to pick you up.
Oh, I'm sure Linda will give me a lift home.
All right, I'll see you later.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye, you too.
Bye.
Enjoy your evening.
I won't.
Who were they?
Was it to you?
Just curious. Anyway, now you've been stood up by... Who was it? Emma?
I've not been stood up.
How are you going to spend the rest of your birthday?
What are you doing tonight?
40, 60, 80, £700.
Great.
And I paid you £500 up front.
That's right. So we're all square.
Good.
Oh, you know, one day you ain't got two pence to rub together and the next you got great wads of the folding stuff.
Well, I must say, Eddie, you've done a beautiful job on my patio.
Worth waiting for,
it's done wonders for the feng shui of my garden.
Oh.
And the house. It's as if the chi has found a clear passage across the slate and in through the conservatory.
Oh, well, I'm very pleased for it.
Hiya.
Oh, here he is, the birthday boy.
Is it your birthday? Many have returned.
Ta.
Anyway, I must be off. I've got rehearsal in 10 minutes.
Yeah, cheers, Mrs. Snell.
Bye, Edward.
Bye.
Well, you're a little ray of sunshine, aren't you?
Oh, give me a break. What's happened to all the crisps?
Now, don't go stuffing your face with crisps.
There were loads this morning.
You don't want to go spoiling your appetite.
What?
Your mum's killed the fatted calf.
Eh? Huh?
Done you a smashing birthday tea, she had.
Oh, she ain't, has she?
Oh, laid out in Betty's kitchen. It's a bit cramped in here for everyone to sit down.
What do you mean, everyone?
Oh, your granddad, William, all the Tuckers.
Oh, no, that's the last thing I want.
Oh, you'll love it.
No, I'm not sitting around in the Tuckers' kitchen. Mum ain't done me a cake, has she?
Oh, yeah, candles and all.
Oh, no.
And we'll all sit round and sing happy birthday.
Right, that's it. I'm out of here.
No, Edward, where are you going?
No way I'm going to sit around there with a stupid grin on my face.
Oh, hang on.
You know, act like I'm still some little kid.
It's just a bit of fun.
It's embarrassing.
Oh, come on.
No.
We got you a present.
You gave him a present already.
No, not the CDs. Something better than that.
What?
Well, your mum should give it you, really. It was her paid for it.
This is just a trick, isn't it, to get me over there?
Oh, God, you're a suspicious beggar. Where'd you get it from, eh? Why can't you be a nice, trusting soul like me?
What's that?
What's it look like?
Oh, it ain't, is it?
Why don't you open it and have a look?
Oh, awesome! Oh, cheers, Dad!
Well, it's not quite as awesome as we'd have liked. We couldn't afford to buy the amp as well, just the guitar.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, there's nowhere really for you to play.
It don't matter.
But maybe come Christmas.
Well, Jazz's brother's got a spare amp. Oh, Dad, this is classic.
A wandering minstrel, a thing of shreds and patches.
That's better.
A ballad, songs and snatches, and dreamy lullabies.
Sustain, Tom, sustain.
And dreamy lullabies.
Hold that note.
Lullabies.
Think lyrical.
Lullabies.
Better, better. Don't you think so, Phil?
Yeah, very good.
Well, it's easier now, it's not so high.
But you're still clipping off the ends of the long notes.
Oh, it's just a question of practice.
Right, well, we've tried to do it once more before.
Good evening, Tom.
What? Kirsty?
Oh, hello again.
Hiya.
What are you doing here?
Excuse me, but we are trying to have a rehearsal here.
Well, I heard you needed some more singers.
Well, yes, we do.
So can I audition?
No.
Well, why not? You're always rehearsing and I never get to see you. So I thought, well, why don't I join in?
Well, what sort of voice have you got?
Well, okay, I think.
Tom said you were tone deaf.
No, I didn't.
I'm sure you did.
I used to be in the choir at school.
Well, what sort of things did you sing?
Oh, you know, little shows and Christmas carols.
You really don't want to do this, Kirsty.
Have you ever sung any Gilbert and Sullivan before?
No, I'd never even heard of them, to be honest.
It'll take up all your evenings.
But that's the whole point. It's taking up all of your evenings. If I want to see
well,
you...
Well, can you sing us something?
What?
Well, anything. A pop number.
Oh. How about Why Does It Always Rain On Me?
I don't think I know that one.
Oh, Travis. Why does it always rain on me?
No, sorry.
Look, let's forget it, eh?
Well, what about yesterday?
Yesterday? Oh, no, I don't know well enough not to sing properly.
But it's the Beatles, it's a classic.
My mum likes them, but sorry.
But you say you sang in the school choir?
Yes.
Well, Christmas carols. Do you know this one?
that do.
Phil, I do believe we've found our yum-yum.
No, hang on.
Yum-yum?
Kirsty, can you sing this for me?
She can't be yum-yum.
I'm gonna... No, I'm not a bit high for me.
Yes, I'm sorry, Linda.
What's yum-yum?
Yum-yum must be a high soprano.
But what a voice, Phil.
Yes, a fine voice,
By
very strong.
By far the best we've heard.
But not quite high enough, I'm afraid.
Well, you'll have to transpose it down.
Oh, no.
You did it for a wandering minstrel.
One song, yes. If I started messing about with yum-yum, I'd have to transpose the whole thing.
Well,
Which would take ages. And anyway, I'm sorry, Linda, but it's simply not on. Either we find a proper soprano or we forget the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree.
So does that mean I can't be in it?
Think yourself lucky.
Of course you can. You could be a leading light in the chorus.
No.
But it's an awful waste of that lovely voice.
Oh, that's great. Isn't it great, Tom?
You do not want to do this, Kirsty. Believe me, you do not want to do it.
I'm glad she's asleep. She threw quite a tantrum this morning.
She's done that once or twice lately.
Well, I suppose we have to expect it. Terrible twos and all that.
Well, I wonder.
What?
Well, you know about Roy moving?
Yes, called in earlier in the week.
Well, it's perfect for him, living with Hayley at Nightingale Farm.
Yes. Hope it'll all work out.
Oh, we're delighted, but I'm wondering if Phoebe's picked up on it. You know, that Daddy's moving.
But she's going with him.
Oh, of course, but maybe she doesn't realise. Maybe she's afraid. Well, you know, because of Kate walking out like she did.
What do you mean?
Well, she's afraid of being abandoned again.
Oh, no, surely not. She knows we all love her.
Oh, she thought her mum loved her.
Oh, which she did, and she still does.
Have you heard from her lately?
No, not for a week or so, but... I expect she'll ring today. It's Alice's birthday, you see.
Oh.
Hence all the crisps and bottles of Coke. I've been wondering what Kate'll have to say about it.
About what?
About Roy taking Phoebe and setting up home with Hayley. Does put things in a rather different light, doesn't it?
Oh, not really. I mean, we'll all still get to see her just as much as we do now.
But I do feel, well, as if Hayley's taking over as her mother.
Well, I suppose we should be grateful she wants to. Anyway, yeah. Is that the lot?
Yes, thanks.
Alice having a party, is she?
Yeah, just a few friends home for tea.
How old is she now?
12, going on 19. Marjorie must be going to a lot of trouble for them.
Yeah, opening up that extra room.
Very fond of Marjorie, but I would find the idea of sharing a house with her rather daunting.
The flat's quite separate. Hayley's dad and brother are coming at the weekend to see about moving the doors.
Morning.
Hello, Sid.
I expect she'll take over looking after Phoebe.
No, none of that's going to change.
Well, Marjorie adores her.
Oh, she'll still be round at Willow Farm whenever Roy's on day shift. And you'll still have her 2 days a week.
Get it in writing.
What?
Sorry. Sorry, none of my business. It's just I'm supposed to see Jamie twice a week. I haven't seen him since last Friday and I don't have a clue when I'm going to see him next.
Why not?
Kathy's decided to cut up rough.
Oh, why?
Anything she can do to get at me.
But what about poor Jamie?
Exactly. It's the one thing we said we'd never do. Use Jamie as some kind of bargaining chip.
You should have seen his little face.
Not so little anymore.
No.
Oh, he was pleased, was he?
Oh, Patty, we're over the moon. And it ain't even as if he can play it. You need an amplifier, you see, with an electric guitar.
Oh, you wouldn't want him playing it in the caravan.
Well, not when I'm in it, that's for sure. Now, what we've said is, we'll get him the amplifier for Christmas, and hopefully by then we'll have found somewhere proper to live.
Oh, yeah, any news on that front?
No.
You could have found something soon, haven't you? You don't want to spend the winter in that caravan.
Certainly don't. At least I don't. And you don't seem worried.
And what about Joe?
He's happy as a pig in muck.
He won't be, though, will he? When it's freezing outside and the rain's beating down.
No. But I have a really good feeling at the moment. Things is going our way.
Winning on that scratch card's gone to your head.
Something'll come up. I know it will. You finished with that, Joe?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Chuck it over, then I'll give it a wash.
Anyway, Edward enjoyed his party, did he?
Oh, yeah, he had a smashing time. We all did. He can be such a nice lad when he puts his mind to it.
Just you wait till he discovers girls.
Yeah, he's done that already. Fancies Emma Carter.
Oh. Well, Tommy seems to have taken up where John left off.
Hey?
Why settle for one girl when you can have two?
Oh, ain't he got that sorted yet?
No, it's all going to end in tears. I mean, the lengths he will go to avoid confronting the situations.
Boy, what's he done?
Well, you know, he's got involved in the Mikado.
He said he was just using it as an excuse.
Not to see one or other of them, exactly. But now he's in so deep he can't get out. Anyway, Kirsty got so fed up with being palmed off with this excuse.
Kirsty's the one you like, right?
Yeah, she's lovely. And obviously very determined. So she's decided that if Tommy's in the Mikado, then she's going to be in it too. She was dead impressed.
Good.
Shame you missed her.
Well, you obviously said all the right things.
Oh, don't know about that. But I told her what we was planning for upstairs. Oh, and she gave me the name of a bloke in Edgeley who does painting and decorating.
Oh, yeah.
Because I said we wanted to smarten it up a bit.
Oh, great.
So, shall I give him a ring?
Yes, sure.
Oh, come on, Sid, cheer up.
Sorry.
Sid.
What?
Why don't you give Kathy a ring?
What?
Get this wretched business sorted.
But she's the one who's creating the problem.
Look, it's obviously getting you down.
I'm sorry. I know I'm being a right misery.
Look, you miss Jamie. You're bound to.
I didn't realise how bad it would be.
And I bet he's missing you.
Yeah.
So do something about it.
But if Cassie won't let him come here... Well,
take him out somewhere. Take him swimming or to the pictures.
But I can't let her start dictating terms.
No, which is more important? Seeing Jamie or scoring points off Kathy?
I'm not trying to score points.
Sid.
What?
Don't take it out on Jamie. He's only 5.
Can you get that?
Yeah, right. Hello, the ball? Yeah, he is. Can I ask who's calling? Oh, right. Hold on a minute. It's your solicitor.
Oh. Hello. You have? And what's she saying? Well, can you give me a rough... No, if you put it in the post, I won't get till next week. How about if I come into the office? About 4:30? Okay, I'll see you then. Bye. He's heard from Usha.
And?
Didn't want to discuss it over the phone.
Oh, dear. Don't like the sound of that.
Oh, change the tune, for heaven's sake.
I'm sorry.
No amp, you said.
It's only for this evening.
He won't be able to make a noise, you said.
He just borrowed this amp from his mate's brother.
Where's Joe?
Oh, he went for a walk down by the river.
Don't blame him.
He's got to go back tomorrow.
We'll have to walk a good long way to get away from this racket.
Only Edward wanted to try the guitar.
Reckon they'll be hearing this in Pennyasset.
Just to get a feel of what it would sound like. So he borrowed the amp.
Looks like it's Eddie who's playing it.
That don't surprise me. They were just the same when the boys was little. Eddie were forever playing with their stuff. William used to get really upset because he could never get a go on his own Scalex trick.
He's doing all right.
Yeah, well, you know what Eddie's like with his music.
You call that music?
Oh, he'll get bored in a minute.
Oh, this is really getting beyond a joke.
It's just for this evening, mate.
That's what everyone keeps saying. It's just for today. It's just for a couple of weeks. It was supposed to be just a caravan. Now there's several tons of compost.
How do you shift
bits of old tractor all over the place.
He's going to fix that tractor. Just give him a few days.
Just a few days?
Well, he's working ever so hard at the moment.
I mean, where's it going to end? That's what I want to know. Or more to the point, when?
We're trying to find somewhere else, mate.
That's right, you're still going to be stuck here come Christmas.
Oh, don't say that. I couldn't stand it.
And what's going to happen at Christmas?
Eh?
Well, you're going to buy Edward his own amp, and we'll have this din every night of the week. Well, I've had enough. I'm going down the bowl.
Good idea. See you later. Bye, Mike.
Oh, what a relief.
Hey?
Oh, I'd far rather listen to Eddie messing about on that guitar than Mike whinging on about it.
He ain't happy, is he?
Oh, just ignore him. Do you fancy a drink?
Hey?
Sherry?
Oh, that'd be nice.
seriously, Clary, don't take any notice of Mike.
But he's got a point.
Well, he always makes such a song and dance about things.
But this is his home.
Yeah, well, it's my home too, and I've really enjoyed having you around these past few weeks.
Oh, Betty.
No, I mean it. Honestly, seeing Joe with a spring in his step again and Eddie full of optimism.
Yeah, that's why I put up with it. Remember what things was like before when we were stuck in that awful flat.
Oh, door's open, come in.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Evening.
She's practically asleep on
you. Oh, let me take her. Come on then, Phoebe.
Oh. How can she sleep with this racket going on?
This is not quiet, is it?
No, it's Eddie reliving his misspent youth.
Oh, you are a sleepy girl, aren't you? I think we'd better put you straight to bed.
She's been playing horses in the garden with a couple of Alice's chums. Oh, by the way, Kate did ring this afternoon.
Oh,
just to wish Alice happy birthday. Well, I told her about Phoebe moving to Nightingale Farm.
What'd she say?
Oh, nothing much.
Is she coming home at all?
Not immediately, no. I thought she might have. She asked me to send her some money for her birthday. And I'd hoped she wanted it for, well, for the fair home. But no. Says she's staying in South Africa for a while yet.
I mean, what sort of parent buys their kid an electric guitar, eh? When they're camped out in a caravan on someone else's land.
Well, he's a bit of a wild one, young Ed, isn't he?
He's a right little hooligan.
Oh, I know Sid's had a bit of trouble with him.
Yeah.
So maybe they figured, give him a guitar and he'll stay home of an evening and practice.
Oh, please, no!
Instead of going out causing mayhem.
Oh, a few more evenings of that racket, I'll be ready for the funny farm.
Now, I always figure, if Fallon's making a row, at least I know where she is. It's when it all goes quiet that I really start to worry.
Yeah. Anyway, most of the time we weren't Edward playing, it was his dad.
Eddie?
Yeah.
Why does that not surprise me? You want another drink?
Yeah, go on.
Might as well, eh?
Well, thank God my kids ain't like that.
Oh, I bet they were.
They were not.
You've forgotten, that's all. All teenagers are horrible, one way or another.
I'm really going to miss our Roy when he goes.
Oh, yeah. He's moving in with Ailey, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I hope not all the young people of Ambridge are going to settle down to domestic bliss.
Eh?
We're relying on them to revitalise our fortunes.
Do what?
We're going to open up the upstairs room. Have club nights, you know. The DJ and what have you.
Oh.
Try and get the youngsters.
Sid? Hello, love.
Evening, Sid.
Hi, Mike.
Well, how'd you get on?
It's about as it could be.
Oh, no.
What? I mean, what's happened?
Cathy. She's decided to take me to the cleaners.
No, I was afraid she would.
There is no way I can afford to pay what she's asking. If the court goes along with it, we'll be ruined. We'll lose the bull.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.